KOA. Join us live on our show right now is Nora from Colorado Springs. Good morning, Nora.
Good morning, guys. I love your show. I listen to it every weekend.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
I'm also a truck driver.
Oh. All right, Nora.
You're on the road.
Working, working.
What can we do for you?
I'm the Dairy Queen. I had a comment, or actually a question. Isn't it required by federal regulations, FMCSA, that in order to acquire a CDL, you have to be able to read and write English?
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. That's right. Right in the federal.
How can you not be able to read the sign for the runaway ramp? He had options. I'm sorry. You turn that key, you're responsible.
Well, you know,
right.
And that is something, you know, and when they talk about it, yes, he's required to be able to read the signs. Unless he wasn't properly licensed, unless he wasn't properly vetted, and then that'd be a different question.
I agree with the previous caller. There does need to be more runaway truck ramps, but still, he had options. And being 23, he's inexperienced, and yet they want to rate to lower the age for CDL to 18. I don't think so.
Wow. Yeah, that's an incredible point. But yes, I mean there's a requirement under the Federal Motor Rules to be, read and speak English. But you know, I'll tell you, I had a big bus overturn accident years ago, and I told the lawyer I'm going to take your client's deposition, and he said you're going to have to get an interpreter.
That's unbelievable.
And I'm talking about why do I need an interpreter when the Federal Motor Rules say you got to speak and read English? And but I had to have an interpreter. Period.
How many years?
I've traveled those mountains many, many times. I love driving in the mountains. And I know that if you pick a gear, the right one for the grade that you're on, leave it alone, the truck will do it for you.
Well, looking back...
No, wait a minute. What did you just say?
The truck will do it for you.
You pick the gear that is appropriate for the mountain grade that you're on.
Right.
And you have your Jake brake, your engine brake. The truck will do it for you. Leave it alone. You don't. If you know what you're doing, you don't have to go through all this brake issue.
Okay, I'm going to ask you the same question. All these truckers call us. I'm going to ask you the same question. When you come out of Eisenhower Tunnel, heading for Big Denver, beautiful Denver, you know what should you do, and what's the biggest mistake truckers make?
Well, it gives you the speed at which you're supposed to be at, and myself, I always went a little lower than that. It doesn't matter what anyone else around you is doing. God gave us free will; they can go around.
Yep. No, you. Okay.
But speed is mistake, speed is your answer, right? Speed.
Yes, speed is the answer. If you do not set yourself at the right speed, you're going to be in trouble.
So you put the truck in the proper gear to be able to brake itself is what you're saying.
Correct.
Essentially. So you're putting less stress on the brakes also at that point.
That's what it's for. That's what that engine brake is for.
Right. So you've got yourself in a situation where you're conserving those brakes because you can burn out your brakes as you're going down there if you're not careful.
Correct.
And
yep.
Quickly. Yeah. And all of a sudden you're left with nothing. See, what I find interesting, that they did say this guy was going 80 miles an hour or whatever in the other lane and going by people. But I'm wondering, when did he lose his brakes? You know,
gives me goosebumps because that didn't just happen out of the blue.
Right.
You know, he knew.
Right. So exactly what happened, and how did he lose his brakes, and when did he lose it? And then they come to the same thing. Should he have ditched his truck? Because you're right. There aren't sufficient runaway ramps there.
No, but there are other options.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, he should have never been in that position in the first place.
So you've driven that stretch quite a bit, too.
Oh, yes. I love driving it. My husband, when I was learning, he made me drive at night so I wouldn't be distracted by all the pretty. But... which was brilliant.
now he gets to drive during the day, and so you can watch, and you drive at night. Right?
What do you think? What do you think about the previous caller's suggestion that there be a mountain endorsement?
There is.
That's a great suggestion.
Yeah.
Because it does take a different kind of skill. You know, it's scary. It can be very scary if you're not careful and if you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It is. It's very difficult. It's not the same technique and the same talent to drive where it's flat versus drive the mountains, period.
But there's these mountains, there's the Tennessee mountains, there's California mountains, you know. I think that it is a great suggestion.
That sounds great.
All right, Nora, we thank you very much for your call.
I have a question.
Oh, okay, sure. I'm so sorry. Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Different subject. I have a friend who got involved with a married woman. He kind of became her rescuer. They were not in a good situation. And they were together about 3 years and have a one-year-old son. But all of a sudden, she starts talking to her husband again and decides to go back to him. And now my friend, he's not on the birth certificate for the baby. And she's telling, she's got all the control and is telling him that she doesn't want him to come and see the baby or to leave the baby with him so that he can visit. And he has very little money. He doesn't know what to do.
All right, Nora, we got a wall against time here. We're going to have to go, but we're going to put you on hold, get your information. And all of you callers that are holding, if you give Kevin your information, we'll be glad to speak to you. And we will help your friend, okay?
Yeah, we're going to help.
All right, Nora, I'm going to put you on hold. Give Kevin your information.
Thank you.
All right, the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Today, our Champions of the People Injury Show at 10.